sweeping over sun-kissed waters toward a jutting rock against a turbulent sunset. Logotype Marvista Entertainment ripples up from the deep. The sun flashes white to black background where a blazing sunset and its warm ripple reflection frame the rock's shadowed imprint, Marvista Entertainment. In association with G-It's Entertainment, title in block red letters, Honeymoon from Hell. At night, a pair of women's feet in flat shoes descends stairs, rising view of a figure slowly stepping in a long white satin dress that ripples in the breeze. The halterneck dress emphasizes the woman's slender waist, long brown hair loosely rests on her shoulders, she stares blank ahead, lips dark red, she pauses to glance sidelong, then starts off there. A distant view of the woman in white stepping away from the bottom of a white house's white stairs and railing, she stares across a dark empty lawn toward a tree line where she heads. Head tilted, her brows knit as she glances into the gloomy forest in front of her. A view over her bare shoulder as she steps to the wood's edge. With lips parted, neck craned and eyes fixed on the forest, she decides to look back to the house. Now a dark-haired girl with chin to chest stands directly before and unseen by the woman who slowly turns from looking back. The girl jerked up her eerie bluish face, the long-haired woman jolts awake with eyes darting around at daylight. She's in an orange open sightseeing car speeding along full of people.
Oh, hey. You okay?
Yeah, I just had a bad dream.
A young wavy-haired man sat on the bench next to her nods and looks off. She discreetly grasps her tummy, a building with an arrow-shaped sign that reads info. The tour truck rounds a small town corner. In the truck.
Well, it's a good thing you woke up. You're about to miss all the ghouls.
She clears hair and chuckles.
Although it kind of looks like you already saw one.
Exchanged glance as he also pulls hair behind ear.
Yeah, felt like I did.
She stares off.
What, just have a nightmare about that time you had to tell your daddy we was getting married?
Yeah, he turned pretty white.
Lord have mercy, he's the whitest coal miner I ever saw.
They look out from the truck.
And now here to the left, we're coming up onto my personal favorite attraction of Polly's Island.
Jeep Tours is branded on the passing truck.
Polly's Island? I thought we was on Myrtle Beach.
No, Polly's Island. Where all the well-to-do stay.
Oh, well, honey, you know we ain't well-to-do.
Yeah, but my daddy is, and he's the one paying, so let's just pretend.
Right, pretend it. That's what I'm good at.
He holds railing behind her as they touch foreheads, then kiss. The sightseeing Jeep turns onto a path between trees. Walking a cemetery.
I just follow me. This is the Old Saints Cemetery, and I mean, they buried him here back in the, like, 16, 17, 1800s. This has got a lot of history laying around.
Through the cemetery, the couple and others follow the tour guide in a hat.
All right, watch out for these tree stumps here. Watch your step.
Exposed tree roots.
And here it is.
A stone grave.
Alice's grave.
Chiseled name, Alice.
Who was she?
All join.
Alice Flagg is a timeless tale of forbidden love. In 1849, young Alice fell in love with a common young lumber.
A suitor.
Who was below her standards in the southern aristocracy.
Present.
It sounds kind of familiar.
Shh. There's nothing common about you.
Against her family's wishes, Alice eventually accepted his proposal.
A beach embrace.
He put the tiniest slim ring on her finger.
More sepia flashbacks.
But Alice loved it. She didn't care. Knowing her mother and brother would never approve, Alice took the ring and tied it to a ribbon and hid it beneath the nape of her dress.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
And flashback.
But when Alice's elder brother discovered her intentions of getting married, well, the family sent her far away to Charleston.
The group gawks.
Shortly after her arrival there, she came down with an acute fever and got deathly ill. Unable to be with her one true love.
Flashback.
Alice had nothing to live for, and she died of a broken heart.
A woman fades from sepia house image.
After her passing, her brother takes the ring, he throws it into the marsh, and to this day,
water splashes.
It's never been seen again. Same can't be said for Alice Flagg, though, as her ghost roams the Grand Strand, looking for her ring and her lost love. Some say if you circle her grave 13 times, you'll see her spirit wearing that ghostly dress.
Takes leave.
All right, let's just see what you all have to say about our next stop, the old Gullah rice plantation.
What happened there?
A blonde.
Tidal river cultivation. Back in those days, you know, they've been killed off by, rampant disease. snakes, gators.
People follow the man in the hat.
It's interesting, you'll like.
The couple stays back, she stares up at weeping Moss.
Hey.
Arm around her, she snaps back.
You okay?
Blank look at him.
Yeah, I'm fine.
She hints a smile, he pecks her head then steps away and draws near the grave with wide shrugged arms.
You wanna try it?
Peeks back.
Try what?
Finger circles grave.
Walking around the graveyard 13 times?
Reverse, no.
That's uno, by
what?
The way.
No, right, reverse.
Dose.
Spurts around the grave.
Trace.
Stop it, please.
4, 5.
A skip.
6, get your kicks.
7, 8, find another mate.
9, 10.
Reverse.
11, that's
reverse.
12, baby.
Stop.
Just got one more.
Seriously.
Wanna do it with me? Victory walk.
Reverse.
13.
She seethes.
Hey, you guys coming with us?
They glance at the tour guide, then Rivers slouches at her stare.
It's not funny.
She shakes head at Rivers. They put arms around each other and walk off.
You know the scariest thing in this place? Mosquitoes.
Yep.
Size of a baseball.
Alice's grave with candles and petals fades, an aerial view of a white house next to trees and a tidal river inlet. A second house connects to the main house with a path and gazebo between. A line of trees on the sunny riverbank, an overturned green kayak lies in the shade. Cars park nearby. Along the river tree line, a driveway and a yard, a dark gray SUV pulls up by the white house. Rivers gets out of the SUV along with a long-haired woman who smiles big. She pulls back her hair while looking around wide-eyed, then spots the green kayak. Rivers comes around and hugs her from behind. She gushes a joyful grin.
Wow, this place is amazing.
He nods.
How did you find it?
Peers back.
Fishing website.
She mires back at him.
I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
They kiss and he goes to rummage in the back seat, view of an upper house window. The woman spots a girl in an old-fashioned white dress staring down at her through the rippled glass of the antique window. The girl in the window slowly backs away. The long-haired woman frowns and turns to Rivers. He closes the car door and gives her a handbag. She politely smiles, shoulders it then pulls her suitcase as they step off.
Oh, we got fishing poles, rocking chairs.
Wow.
On the TV inside.
Hurricane Isabella is now a Category 2 hurricane with 105 mile per hour winds.
They enter a bright, elegant interior. Rivers leans over a front desk, a middle-aged blonde behind it with a remote.
A hurricane? Is that coming this way?
Well, that could certainly throw a wrench into things.
Too early to tell, and you must be the blushing bride, Julia. I'm Hazel. So nice to meet you, dear, and welcome.
Thank you. This place is absolutely amazing, but if there's a storm coming, maybe we should rethink.
No. Now, darling, there is no reason for you kids to rethink anything just yet. Storms change course all the time. If it looks like we're going to get flooded out the front door, we will evacuate well before the worst hits, okay? And if I'm right, like I always am, that storm is going to change course and land somewhere right about there.
Hazel throws dart.
Whew.
Hits map.
Sounds like she knows enough about this to give us fair warning. That's all right, ma'am. We're staying.
Good. You'll have plenty of space here tonight, and, you know, a good old storm can be kind of romantic.
Both exchange coy smiles.
Have you kids had a proper meal yet today? Because I'm serving a late lunch in the dining room if you're hungry.
Another look exchanged.
Or I can just show you right up to your room.
Wink.
You know, I was gonna go see if I could throw a line out back before it gets too late. I heard this place has great fishing.
Will you go on then? We've got poles on the deck out back, and we've got shrimp bait in the cooler out in the front porch. And I'll just help your honey get your things to your room.
I'll be down in a second.
Rivers kiss and runs.
You are gonna love this place.
Julia pastes a polite grin.
Come on.
A white rose lies on a bed.
Ta-da!
The women enter.
Wow, I love all the wood.
This house has been around a long time, weathered plenty of storms.
Oh.
Taps rose.
White rose. Did you do that for all your honeymooners?
Hazel gapes.
I didn't put that there.
Hazel perplexed.
Maybe it was one of the Thompsons who did it. The newlyweds staying down the hall.
Julia cracks a smile and gazes at the rose.
Well, it's really beautiful.
Isn't it, though? Well, if you need anything, you just let me know, okay?
Okay, thanks, right. Hazel.
Bye-bye.
Hazel leaves and closes the door. Julia puts down her handbag and sits on the bed glancing around. She digs in her bag and pulls out a mobile phone in pink case, then stares at it while sticking it out and around with her arm. She tries another shift left to right, grimaces rolled eyes, sticks the phone back in the bag. Then digs around more inside. takes out a pregnancy test and glances at it, two cross lines on it, description, pregnant. She stares a gloomy face ahead then aside. Outside a circular saw and a man's hands rips plywood, a nearby man in overall sweeps stairs, a ripped sheet of wood drops and the man with the broom comes over.
Hey Walter, you need some help? That looks like fun and I'm done sweeping.
Watch what you're doing!
Sweeper knocks some wood over.
You know, forget it. Why don't you go sweep off the back porch or something?
The sweeping man sheepishly picks up his broom, stops as if to say something then shuffles off. Walter shakes his head as he watches him go. By the river, Julia descends a few steps along a dock toward river sitting on a pier. A shallow hull motorboat passes the dock. Julia approaches Rivers down the gangplank between the dock and the pier where he sits fishing. She grabs a seat next to him.
Hey, you want to bank my hook, baby?
Oh, no, not unless you want me to puke.
He waggles a krill, inside, hazel to a couple at a table.
Two freshly brewed iced teas for my favorite newlyweds.
Oh, I sure am going to miss your sweet tea after this weekend is over.
And your grits.
Sway's head.
Well, you two are always welcome back, really.
Hurricane season doesn't frighten you at all, being this close to the inlet?
No, I love a good storm.
By the river.
What do you want me to do with this?
Just hold on to it for a sec. Gotta take a peek.
Rivers hands Julia the fishing rod and moves to the other side of the pier.
Really? You're gonna do it right there?
What? Ain't nothing you ain't ever seen before.
He stands with his back to her. She smiles then peeks over shoulder to see the girl in the white dress peering from behind the brush.
Rivers, there's someone here.
Huh?
He looks around.
What?
Up where?
She glances at him wide-eyed then looks to find the brush empty.
Up on the dock, there was a girl in a white dress.
Finishes with a bounce.
Well...
Turns to her.
Maybe.
Sits down behind her.
A big snake scared her off.
Maybe it was just a little shrimp.
She sneers, inside with Hazel.
All right. You kids can sit anywhere you like. I'll just grab you some menus.
The man in the overalls observes the couple.
There you go. Thank you.
They sit at a table as Hazel hands menus. The man gives Julia a food-smudged smile.
Bear, you're wearing your lunch on your face again.
Quick hides and wipes face.
Where's Walter?
He's out back cutting storm boards.
Okay, you want to go and see if you can cover the pool when you're done?
But you know I can't swim.
You don't have to swim to cover it, darling. Just lock down the tarps. Okay? But first drink your juice.
Bear sits back down and chugs. Julia discreetly observes.
Good boy.
Meekly shuffles with dish.
You'll have to forgive Bear. He's a bit slow.
Oh, it's okay. We didn't notice.
Yeah, sure you didn't. She has that classic Southern Belle politeness, doesn't she? Oh, you're a dying breed, young lady. I used to have it, too. But nowadays, you're lucky just to get a wave from me in a passing car.
Awkward chuckles at pompous wave.
Let me get you some of my famous grits. The best you'll ever have.
Hazel leaves. Rivers looks at Julia, who shrugs a flat smile. He kisses her hand. Outside, Bear joins Walter.
Hazel wants you to cover the pool when you're done with that.
Well, you better go on and make yourself useful and skim it out first.
A grim bear's forehead creases at the ground. Holding a chocolate bar, he turns around to leave. Glares ahead as he takes a bite and steps off. Walter places a storm board on the house. Inside, the couple eats. Hazel takes plates.
Lord have mercy, those grits were divine.
They were great, thank you.
My pleasure. Now maybe you ought to go gut that catch out front so we can throw it in the big freezer in the storage out back and grill it up for your dinner if you like.
He looks to Julia, who nods, and he darts off.
Oh, men, no matter how old they get, they still love to play.
Are you married, Hazel?
Oh, I had a husband, but...
Hazel sits.
He died a while ago. He's gone now.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
A cringe.
Yeah.
Hazel gives a thin-lipped smile.
I just reckon the good Lord needed a good fisherman at that time.
He was a fisherman?
Commercial fisherman.
Drooped eyes lower.
He died during Hurricane Gerda.
I'm so sorry.
I got Bear now.
Misty smile.
There's always a silver lining to the storm clouds.
How did you meet Bear?
He grew up in 9 foster homes. Would you believe that? So I just sort of swept him up and gave him a real home all of his own. He is like a son to me.
Well, that's nice.
It feels less lonely with him here.
Hazel cocks head.
Good to have you too.
Julia blinks a gentle smile and looks away. Hazel grabs her wrist.
How about some coffee?
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
Hazel walks off. Outside, a man uses a pool net to skim the pool. It's Bear. Bear peeks over shoulder toward the rustling to find an empty yard and a hammock.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Now, Walter climbs up exterior stairs holding a storm shutter and stops at an open window where a dark-haired woman in a bra is dressing. She covers herself and a man appears.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Excuse me, sir. I'm just out putting up these storm boards. Pardon, ma'am.
The man rolls down a blind. Walter leaves the board and descends to a second-level landing. He jolts and falls on his back at the girl in white dress staring out from a staircase window. His frantic eyes look back to find the window empty. He gets up and peers in. Grim-faced, he walks away. Dark, gloomy clouds roll in over the river. Flashes of lightning blink in the distance. Rivers looks at the sky. He transfers a fish from a cooler to a cutting board and picks up a knife. In the house.
Don't think I've ever been this close to a storm before.
Oh, where are you from anyway?
A small coal mining town in West Virginia. Logan, my dad owns mines up there.
Oh, coal miner's daughter.
If I had a dollar every time I heard that one.
You'd be as rich as your daddy, huh?
Hazel stuffs chin with tongue.
How did you two kids meet?
Oh, Rivers and I met about a year ago in the parking lot of the School of the Arts in North Carolina.
Julia beams.
He helped me change my tire. I swear, five guys had walked right by me without offering to help, and he showed up and gave me a smile, and I knew I was done for.
Sounds like fate.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I just realized very quickly that he didn't treat me like some princess on a pedestal like all the boys back home did.
Hazel nods a sigh.
To me, Rivers is just always himself, and I can always be myself with him.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Hazel broods.
Did you two graduate yet?
Yeah, see, that's the funny thing. He wasn't even a student there. He couldn't afford it. His parents died when he was little, so he was just working in the university mess hall, serving salad.
Well, at least the man had a job.
He's also a brilliant writer. He writes these great mysteries with these amazing twists. I was actually studying creative marketing back in school, and we were hoping I'd become a publisher so I could help him publish his work.
Do you two plan on having a family?
Julia's brows arch and mouth hangs. Julia at floor.
Maybe. My dad doesn't really like Rivers, so there's that.
Your mom?
Hazel studies.
My mom died when I was 12. But my stepmom's pretty great. She tries to be understanding.
What's there to understand?
Rivers, you know, doesn't come from money, and my dad's kind of stuck up. Anyway, when I turned 18, I got my trust fund, and I offered to try to help him get a proper education, but he refused.
Well, a man with a little pride is a good thing.
Yeah, and he's been working in the mines with my dad for the past 6 months, but I know he hates it.
Julia shakes head.
He misses working at the university, I think. I mean, he wasn't making a lot of money, but at least he could sneak into writing classes, and he didn't have to deal with my dad giving him the cold shoulder every day.
It'll get easier.
Hazel's brows knit.
Give your dad a little time. He'll come around. And even if he doesn't, hey, you've still got yourself a wonderful husband.
Julia's grin reaches her eyes. Her smile fades as she glances down.
What's wrong?
I just got a little lightheaded, but I'm okay. Thank you for the coffee.
Well, maybe it's humidity. You kids said you went on that river tour. Why don't you go lay down? Dinner's not till 7:30.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll go lie down for a bit.
All right, I'll tell your hubby where you are.
Thank you.
Outside, a slim pair of women's legs approach. Rivers looks up to see a blonde.
Hey.
In a bandeau bikini.
Hi.
Catch anything good?
You know, just a couple small red drum.
She peeks down.
Will you save me one?
She ogles and sways hips.
Sure.
He shrugs with a smile. Upstairs, Julia comes to the window and sees the scant-clad blonde stepping off from Rivers. He twists to watch her go, closes the cooler and picks it up. He stands and observes as the disrobed red bandeau now dangles over the gazebo wall. He walks off with the cooler as Julia hints a narrow eye half-smile while watching him. With the dark-haired woman.
Honey, you left a dress in there.
No, I didn't. Oh, wow. That's quite pretty.
What's that?
Nothing, I just forgot it.
The woman takes the dress from the man. Elsewhere, a suitcase with an animal print is opened. Julia takes out a toiletry bag and puts it on a vanity table, pulls out an earring and places it on a plate. On the vanity table stands a framed picture of Hazel with a bald man. Julia takes a small pillow and places it against her stomach, smiling softly at the mirror.
Julia!
She lowers the pillow, Rivers's reflection in the mirror as he enters.
Put those red drums out in the storage freezer.
He pulls up his sweater.
You should see the genie they have out there. Thing is a serious OSHA fine just waiting to happen.
What about the one that got away?
Puzzled, he looks at her.
Huh?
She tilts her head.
You know, that redfish in the skimpy bikini?
He looks from under brow.
We talked for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, that bikini speaks for itself.
Uh-huh. You getting jealous?
You wish.
He draws near her.
You gonna hold out on me? You put me on ice? Huh?
Holds her. She puts her arms around his neck and they kiss. Rivers topless. Puts his hand on her scruff. Pushes her and they drop down on the bed. At night by the swimming pool, Bear approaches and spots a leaf floating on the water. Squats and leans over, stretching out his arm toward the leaf, a view from behind his back as a man pushes him into the pool. Walter crouches with a wide grin. Bear shakes in the pool.
What'd you do that for, Walter? That's not funny.
That's what you get for lying.
I didn't lie about nothing.
Oh, did Hazel really tell me to cover the pool, or was it you?
Wet Bear glares at him and juts chin.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought.
I could have nearly drowned.
Oh, lighten up, kid. You're in the shallow end, and in more ways than one.
Walter checks watch.
Yeah, it's quitting time. Don't gotta be done tonight anyway.
Walter rises with a flask. Elsewhere.
Y'all have a safe trip home.
Thank you so much for a lovely weekend, Hazel.
Oh, my pleasure. Come back anytime.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, I like her so much.
Me too.
She's so nice.
The dark-haired woman with a husband. They enter a car and drive off into the night. From inside the car, the girl in white dress is seen on the road ahead.
Brad, stop!
What? What happened?
There's a girl in the middle of the road! Didn't you see her?
No, I was too busy eating the steering wheel for you scared.
Where'd she go?
What are you talking about?
They peek over shoulders as the trunk pops open. Wide-eyed woman takes off seatbelt and gets out of the car. In the trunk, she sees a bloody handprint on the dress and a white rose. She stiffly gapes around. Shuts trunk and gets back in car.
Are you okay?
Just drive, Frank.
Her eyes widen and dart. They drive off. A figure of the girl in white dress stands on the road observing the departing car. Back in Julia's room, she files fingernails.
Who is it?
Glances toward the sound then frowns.
Hello?
Julia in blue robe with flowers gets up. Slowly opens the door, scans outside. Closes and takes a step. Jolts, spins and rushes back with bulging eyes.
Rivers, that isn't funny.
What? I just noticed you can go out that bathroom over there and then come on around through. It's like a little maze or something.
Would you stop fooling around? I know it was you.
Freshly showered.
Me what?
All the knocking?
Babe, why would I knock when I can just walk on in?
Leans on doorframe as she grins.
Whatever.
Okay, maybe it was Hazel knocking for us to come down for supper or something.
Which you should get dressed for, because Bear's liable to eat us out of house and home.
He brushes past as she blinks a look to herself and closes the door. Downstairs, Hazel serves dinner.
Wood everywhere. That reminds me of home.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Here we go.
Wow, that looks great, Hazel. Thank you.
Hazel pours red wine for Rivers. Turns to Julia.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, it's good wine.
Oh, I'm sure. It's okay. I'm okay.
You sure? It's your honeymoon.
Hey.
The blonde shows up.
Don't push. Maybe she's pregnant.
Blonde sits and eyes Julia, who's long-faced.
Hello. I'm Janelle.
Janelle flourishes table taps as he peeks.
Hi, I'm Julia, and this is husband Rivers, but I guess you two already met.
Oh, Rivers. Yeah, I didn't catch your name.
She tilts head at Rivers, who chews at his plate.
And Julia.
Janelle's head cock.
So nice to meet the both of you.
Julia smiles sour with rolling eye water sip.
Hazel, I would love some wine.
Hazel takes Julia's wine glass. Reaches across Julia to give the glass to Janelle.
To the newlywed couple.
Janelle raises her glass, Rivers and Julia raise theirs, the couple clink glasses. Janelle sips.
And Hazel, I would really like a big green salad. Do you know if it's organic or not?
Hazel lowers a cold stare.
It's not organic. Okay, on the side of my redfish. And then can I also get olive oil? Just olive oil and a little salt.
The redfish was caught by the McCoys.
Oh, no, that's all right. She's welcome.
Okay, all right.
Hazel leaves with a gritted smile.
Such a gentleman you married.
Julia smiles terse.
So?
Julia raises brows at her.
You're pregnant?
Rivers glances at Janelle.
No, it's just that the acid in red wine makes my stomach hurt.
He frowns.
I never thought you loved red wine.
Yeah, but the last couple times we had it, it upset my stomach.
Janelle scrutinizes them until he throws a glance and Janelle tilts her head.
So, Janelle, what brings you to the marshlands?
Oh.
Janelle rolls eyes and gags.
My boyfriend and I broke up.
Julia's brows arch.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it was for the best.
Yeah, for sure. He was manic, and he used to slap me around all the time until he shot himself in the face. It just sucked because I was the first person to find him. I mean, there were pieces of brain in my kitchen. I mean, if you're going to kill yourself, at least have the decency to do it in your own home.
Julia rushes out.
Babe, you okay?
Watches her go and glares at Janelle.
That was a bit much.
Are you sure she's not pregnant?
He shoots a side stare. Julia hugs a toilet bowl. She straightens and reaches out her arm. Raises, propping herself on the toilet, wipes chin, glances at a mirror cabinet and fixes her hair. Her reflection in the mirror looks down. She gazes back in the mirror just in time to catch a fleeting shadow through the slatted door. She slowly turns to the door.
Rivers?
A pair of legs in vintage black and white patent leather Mary Jane shoes appears under the swing doors. Julia gazes downwards.
Hello?
Frowns, steps to the swing door and opens it. Nothing. She returns to the table followed by Hazel, who offers a small towel. Julia sits at the table and Rivers studies her.
Was it the red drum, do you think?
Well, mine was fine.
Mine was delicious. Yeah.
No, I think it was the Long River Tour.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those river tours, they can do that to you.
Hazel hovers.
Thank you, Hazel.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay,
you sure, babe?
Janelle with empty bottle.
I'd like more wine.
Janelle pops hands. Hazel thin grins a deep breath, pats Julia and steps off.
Hazel, why don't you join us for a glass of wine? You've been on your feet all day.
Thank you.
Hazel shakes off a cloth, grabs a wine bottle and a glass and plops at the table with them.
You could eat that salad. It took me 10 minutes to chop up for you, dear.
Janelle leers downwards.
So, Hazel, speaking of river tours, do you know about that Alice Flagg?
Who around here hasn't?
Janelle signals.
I haven't. Who's Alice Flagg?
She's a ghost, isn't that right, Hazel?
That is right. Alice Flagg is our favorite urban legend here among folks on the Grand Strand.
Ooh, a ghost story. I want to hear about it.
Even if it's real?
Janelle shrugs a smile.
Sure.
Well, why couldn't it be real?
Janelle glances Julia.
What do you think, Hazel?
I think you kids should join me in the atrium.
Hazel casts a cryptic smile. A view through a rain-streaked window at the group gathered. Candles flicker as Julia picks up an old-fashioned notebook.
Alice Flagg, the ghost of the Christie Cottage. Wait, that's here. You mean Alice lived here?
Right here, yes, ma'am. This house is where she was born and raised.
Did you know this when you picked this place?
Oh, babe, you know I'm just here for the fishing and for the view.
Janelle with wine.
So you're trying to get us to believe that some silly ghost is like roaming the halls of this haunted house?
She smirks.
I'm just saying I've been around here long enough to say that things do get a little strange around here sometime.
Hazel gazes at Janelle, who rolls eyes.
Like what?
Hazel gestures up.
Footsteps walking around upstairs when everyone is down here. Candles just going out without the AC running. Doors shutting all on their own. Ugh! No rhyme or reason why they do.
Hazel frowns.
That's creepy.
That sounds like a lot of BS, lady.
You so sure? Alice could be here right now.
A view from behind the couple's heads at the two women.
And how would you know? You'd only see her if she wanted you to. or if you made her mad, or if she was after something that you had.
Janelle mouth shrugs.
I think I like this girl.
Kinda spooky, ain't it, babe?
After something you had? Like what?
Hazel cocks head.
I don't know. That's a question only you can answer. You.
Hazel scoots to lean in.
Or Alice.
Frozen Julia clutches notebook. Bear bangs window thin waves to them, startled.
Idiot!
Still waving.
On that note, guess I'll get the towels ready for you in the morning and then feed my bear and pick up the dishes.
Hazel leaves.
And on that note, I'm gonna go do nothing.
Janelle heads off with her glass.
Oh.
Pivots back.
Massage.
Janelle grabs the bottle of wine and leaves. River strokes Julia's back.
Bear.
She gives him a blank stare. Later, Hazel meets them at the banister.
Here's y'all some towels. You need anything else tonight?
Hazel, you're a peach. I think we're good and spooked, so we're gonna sleep real well tonight.
Oh, Hazel. Yeah. Is there anyone else staying here other than Janelle and us, I mean?
No. Thompson's left earlier this evening. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. Just curious. Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Hazel winks. Upstairs, Julia in bed with a notebook.
Funny, it says here that Alice Flagg's favorite flower is the white rose. Huh. We had one of those on our bed when we got here.
Rivers lies beside.
So, what was that all about, huh?
Kisses her arm.
You know, saying is anybody else here? Just wondering what you meant by that.
Oh, there was someone under that partition earlier when I was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you guys were all downstairs. And all I could see were her shoes. And when I went out to see who it was, she was gone. It was strange.
Probably just that Thompson lady came back for something she forgot, huh?
Okay.
He kisses her shoulder, flips over, and turns off the light. Her smile fades. Holding the open notebook, her eyes side glance at a page with an ellipse-framed retro black and white picture of a woman. Her eyes rise into a distant stare ahead. Daytime, a floating aerial view of the tidal river, now reddened. The nearby house obscured by the trees. A sunny day, a red car pulls up by the house. Walter gets out of the car and walks toward the house. Later, late day sun beams finish casting on tops of the gnarly branched trees by the water.
Hurricane Isabella continues to develop and her conditions are favorable for further intensification as she continues moving northwest up the Atlantic. South Carolina authorities are issuing a voluntary evacuation of the South Carolina coast.
In the kitchen, Bikini Janelle slams a bottle.
Jeez Louise, Janelle, do not sneak up on me like that again.
Good morning to you too.
Janelle sips glass.
Isn't it a little early in the day to be drinking champagne?
Hazel juts chin. Staring at her, Janelle bites a piece of apple, reaches for a jug with orange juice, and pours it into the glass with champagne. Jaw dropped, Hazel gawks at it.
There. Now it's a mimosa.
Janelle sneers and sips while staring at Hazel.
You're not going to get a suntan running around in a thing like that today.
That's not why I'm wearing it.
Janelle saunters off with magazines and a black pareo draping her hips. Clenched jaw, Hazel chops food. Outside, Walter sweeps the porch as Janelle comes out of the house and gives him a cold glance. He watches her as she prances past him.
Hey.
Walter.
You get that generator refilled this morning like I told you to do last night?
Oh, hell.
You know, I should be getting paid double for all the extra work I have to do around here and supervising you two.
Well, you didn't cover the pool like you were supposed to either. Oh. I seen you did it this morning.
Well, I will get to it today. You worry about your own self and take care of that generator.
Walter spits on Bear's shoes and walks off. Bear glances down then glowers. His nostrils flare and he starts sweeping. Inside, a view from under a partition. A pair of women's leg kneels at a toilet bowl. Bare-chested Rivers lies in bed with closed eyes. In the bathroom, Julia rises and turns to the mirror cabinet, pulls off her ring and puts it on a sink, turns on the water and washes hands. In the bedroom, Rivers in bed. The bedroom door opens wide, he shifts head, eyelids twitch. In the bathroom she gazes at her reflection in the mirror then leans in. View from under bed of a pair of legs in the Mary Jane black and white shoes enters the room, Julia raises head. Julia frowns and starts turning her head, view of girl's shoulder looming over Rivers, view of feet from under bed, Julia stares toward the bedroom, a white door opens and Julia in a short nightgown enters the bedroom, her lips part. She walks around and scans the room. She passes an elegant floor mirror and reaches the open bedroom door. Walks out to the hardwood staircase landing, looks around, glances downstairs. Gazes ahead, a view from behind her back as she spots a door ajar to another room. She enters. The girl in white dress stands out on the roof and stares at her through the half-open window. Julia gapes, her hair and the curtains blown by the wind.
Hey, Janelle!
What are you doing in my room?
She was there, did you see her?
Who?
Janelle at the doorway.
The girl, she was at the window.
What girl?
Alice, she looked just like Alice Flagg. How did you not see her?
Maybe that's because she's a ghost. Do you realize how crazy you sound?
Janelle's brows arch, Julia's face falters and gaze drops, then Julia's mouth twitches and eyes dart, she peeks over her shoulder at the window. Janelle gestures her the entrance, Julia exits and turns back meek, Janelle turns her back on her and shuts the door.
I mean...
Janelle bulges eyes and spreads her arms. In the couple's bedroom, Julia lies down in bed next to Rivers. She shifts lying on her side facing him.
Morning, sexy.
He opens eyes as she sighs deep.
I don't feel very sexy.
He moves closer and strokes her.
What's the matter, babe?
Just having all these hallucinations all of a sudden.
Her chin wrinkles.
I just wonder if it has something to do with me getting sick in the mornings.
He buries face in pillow.
Babe, what is going on?
He props an elbow. His head tilts and eyes fix on her as he caresses her shoulder. She turns her back to him.
Are you pregnant?
She turns half-mast eyes in his general direction.
Wow.
Wide-eyed he glares off, pops hand, mouth falls open.
How long?
She turns over to him.
8 weeks, give or take a week, I think.
Why didn't you tell me?
His half-shrugged mouth.
We agreed we weren't gonna have kids for
Yeah, we also agreed that we wouldn't keep secrets.
Rivers, I'm sorry, I tried to...
He storms off to the bathroom. Her eyes droop as she looks away. Outside, long bare legs in black platform shoes lie in the hammock. It's Janelle reading a magazine.
Excuse me, Miss Gamble?
Bear stands over her.
Are you talking to me or my legs?
Averts his eyes.
Miss Hazel says the weather people are ordering a volunteering evacuation of the area. I guess the hurricane's getting closer now.
It's called voluntary evacuation. And yes, I'm well aware. Thanks.
Back to Mag.
Okay. Well, I just thought...
You thought wrong.
She gives him a cold stare. He squeezes his eyes and twists mouth. Her eyes bore into him and he rushes off. She watches him go then smirks and gazes at the magazine. Inside, Julia's eyes shimmer as she peeks at Rivers sitting in the atrium glaring off, Walter and Hazel by the counter.
Any news on the hurricane?
They issued a voluntary evacuation.
So maybe we should leave then.
Well, that's up to you. That's why they called it voluntary.
Hazel stands akimbo at his cocked smile. Julia glances at Rivers.
Hazel, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to stay here, dear. My bet is still on Isabella shifting her course due north before nightfall.
Yeah. I guess I'll see what he wants to do.
Yeah. You got a little time to think about it.
Hazel nods, then turns with sponge to a sink. Julia's eyes no longer smile, gazes at Rivers. He straightens and glares at her, then looks away. Walter watches TV.
Is now in effect for the entire Carolina coastline. Later today, emergency management officials will meet to determine if a mandatory evacuation order will be given. If you're plotting...
Hazel turns it off.
You cover that pool yet?
Not yet.
Why not?
Too busy. Sitting your baby bear.
Walter, you're gonna have to be a little nicer to him.
Why? All he does is mess stuff up and I have to come behind and fix it. You know, he nearly refilled a generator with water from the hose that he took from the shed.
Fine, I'll talk to him about it.
Holds up her hands. He shakes head and leaves.
Hey.
He stops.
After you cover that pool, why don't you head on home for a couple of days? You know, there's not much work to be done with the storm, and besides, everyone else is gone anyhow. And I think we'll be fine here a couple of days without you.
You won't hear any complaints out of me. I'll just finish stormboarding up the first floor and I'll take on off before dark fall.
She nods, staring at him. He scoffs, shakes head and leaves. Her mouth falls open. She rolls eyes and sticks out tongue, picks up a phone.
Christie's cottage.
Julia goes in the bedroom, Rivers on the bed.
Rivers, will you talk to me, please?
Sits with his back to her.
What is there to talk about?
She fiddles with fingers and looks away.
You don't want me to have the baby, do you?
He glowers.
I knew it.
She drops hands and slips one in pocket, his jaw sets. He stands and picks up the landline.
Yep.
I've got Mr. Lyons on the phone.
Hazel taps the phone and hangs up. Upstairs, Rivers holds out the handset.
It's for you, your daddy.
Julia draws in and takes the handset from him. He steps away.
Hello?
Julia, where are you right now?
Rivers glare.
We're at the bed and breakfast on the inlet.
And I assume you and your husband are currently packing, so the two of you can leave immediately?
Well, no, we're actually not sure if we're going to be,
Sweetheart, put him on the phone.
A middle-aged man with stubble frowns.
He wants to talk to you.
She raises brows and points the handset at Rivers. He rolls eyes and shakes head, takes the phone from her.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Lyons?
Rivers, if you love my little girl half as much as you say you do, you'll get your butt in that car and you'll head home right now, understand?
Well, sir, we're not sure the hurricane's gonna hit here yet, and if Julia really wants to, I'm sure we'll go back, so.
I didn't ask if Julia wanted to go.
I'm telling you to take her.
All right, well, I'll do my best to convince her.
No, just do it.
That's all. Now put Julia back on the line, please.
A middle-aged blonde woman stands behind Julia's dad. Rivers glares off and stretches the handset toward Julia. She takes it.
Hey, Daddy.
Sweetheart, call me back as soon as you leave the coast, okay?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Love you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you too.
She puts down the phone, Rivers' arms crossed.
Well, I guess that settles it.
Yeah.
Glowers at her.
Sure does. We're staying.
He wallows away. Her long face turns to watch him go. Outside, a police car pulls up by the house. Walter stands on the first story eaves. A beaming Bear and Hazel meet the car. Janelle happens by.
Hey there, Charles.
Janelle side-eyes arriving deputy.
Hazel, Bear.
There goes the neighborhood.
Deputy's smile fades and she goes.
Hey, deputy. Have you been in any car chases like on TV lately?
No, sir. No, sir. Not this week, anyway.
Oh.
Bear, listen, why don't you go around and see if you can help Walter put up those storm boards around the first story windows?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Bear waves at Charles and walks off.
What can I do for you, Charles?
Well, I just wanted to stop by, ask you about your plan.
Plan?
Your evacuation plan.
Oh, Deputy, you know these storms always go north of Wilmington. I'm none too worried.
Well, that's not what they're saying about this one.
Well, they say lots of things.
So how many people you got staying here right now, anyhow?
I got myself. I got Bear, Walter, Miss Gamble, the one who just walked by, and a cute little honeymoon couple from Charleston. But listen, we're all fine. We're well aware of the storm, and we're all keeping up to date.
Well, it's your choice, ultimately. Long as everyone's aware of the risk.
Shoes him.
They are. They are.
Prayer hands.
But you just couldn't help doing your duty, stopping by to give us fair warning. I do appreciate that. How about I give you a nice little piece of pie? Come on.
They go. Upstairs, Julia with notebook.
One night, as Alice lay in her bed in Charleston, she began to daydream she was trudging through a great storm. At first travailing, then suddenly levitating.
Julia glances at the door. From behind, the girl in white dress smothers a pillow against kicking Julia's face. Janelle ascends stairs and her eyes dart. She approaches the couple's door and puts ear to it.
Hello?
Janelle wide-eyed.
Everything okay in there?
Hassling, Julia grabs a nightstand, knocking over a lamp. Downstairs, Rivers runs out from the kitchen, followed by Charles and Hazel. Janelle enters the room.
Are you okay? What's happening? Are you okay?
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
Hey, you okay?
Girl, what girl?
Who, Alice?
Would you just back off for a second? Please. Could you give us some privacy, please?
Ma'am?
What did you do to her?
I'm Deputy Charles Dunn. Are you telling me you were attacked just now by someone in this room?
Yes, I was.
Was this woman here?
Oh, come on!
No, I don't know.
Hazel and Charles gape.
I don't know who it was. It was just someone who straight us up and gave me with a pillow.
Ma'am, are you currently on any medications? Any antipsychotics?
No, nothing. I'm pregnant.
Julia's makeup smudged.
Are you okay now?
Arms crossed, Hazel leans in, nods and waves off Charles. Charles leaves the room. Hazel glances at Julia and follows him. Rivers comforts Julia in the hallway.
Okay.
I'm going to take a look around. make sure there aren't any prowlers or anyone hanging around before I go.
Yeah, that's fine. But between you and me, we were telling silly ghost stories in the atrium last night. And I think that's what my Gottner all shook up. And if she's pregnant, she's hormonal as all get out, you know?
It's probably nothing.
Tongue in cheek.
But just be on the safe side. I'd like to take a look around still.
Well, of course, Charles, whatever you want.
Hazel beams a smile that fades when his back turns. She rolls eyes as she heads to the bedroom and folds hands at Julia.
Sweetheart, why don't you come downstairs while Deputy Dunn looks around? And I'll make you a nice cup of chamomile tea. I think it'll do you real good.
Can I go now?
Yes, you may. I wouldn't go too far if I were you, Missy.
Hazel frowns at Janelle. Rivers lets Julia go from his hug. Julia's a mess.
Let's go.
Hazel points thumbs up at the door. Janelle leaves. Rivers helps Julia get up.
Come on, baby.
Hazel stretches her arm out to Julia. Julia grabs her hand. Rivers and Julia put their arms around each other and they all leave. Downstairs, Hazel brings a mug.
Here you go. Thanks, Hazel.
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary up there.
Are you sure it wasn't Janelle who attacked you? I mean, you're not trying to cover for her, are you?
No.
Rivers gives her mug.
I mean, I don't think it was. I don't know anything anymore.
Listen, call me if you need anything at all, okay?
Charles gives a card.
Y'all stay dry, you hear? Yeah.
Of course, and thank you, Deputy. All right. I'm going to see Charles out. Let you kids have a minute alone.
Hazel pockets Charles's card and follows him out.
Hey, now.
Rivers strokes Julia's back.
I'm so sorry about how I reacted earlier. I was in shock, babe.
I'm sorry.
Her chin quivers.
Can we get out of here, please?
Yeah, of course. I totally understand. I'll get our stuff together, and why don't you just lie down and try and get some rest, okay?
She lies on the couch, and he caresses her back. He stands, and she puts her legs up. Outside, Charles leaves the house. Charles nods at Walter in passing. Walter nods back. A gloved Walter hangs another storm board. Inside, Rivers clenches jaw, spots Julia's ring on the sink, takes it and puts it into his back pocket. Leaves the bathroom, zips Julia's suitcase, the toiletry bag sits on it. He moves Julia's handbag and notices a pregnancy test box. He looks it over. Takes out the pregnancy test from the box and examines it. Descends the stairs with the suitcase. Puts it down next to the stairs. Julia lies on the couch with her eyes closed. Rivers walks in from behind a folding wooden screen. He closes the screen.
6.5 west. There's some encouraging news. It appears that Hurricane Isabella has taken more of a northerly turn. And if that's the case, it'll send Hurricane Isabella into the eastern parts of North Carolina. It's obviously much too soon to know that for sure. So if you live anywhere along
the coast... Told you she'd bypass us, didn't I?
Hazel.
If it keeps going north...
Oh, it will. Don't worry.
Fiddles with Dart.
How's she doing?
She's still a little nauseous, but she's doing better. She's sleeping on the couch right now.
I knew my tea would do the trick.
Fingertips to her mouth.
Oh, Deputy showing up when he did. Whoa! We could not have planned it that good ourselves if we tried. I mean, a real public official, seeing her like that. We may not even need Janelle. I mean, with as many drugs as we've been pumping into her for 24 hours, she came off looking nutty as a squirrel.
It's pretty convenient timing, huh?
I sure was.
He stares dark and her smile fades.
You didn't tell me she was pregnant, though.
He looks off.
I didn't know.
His lower lip draws in.
You're not having a change of heart now, are you? Are you?
He glances away and purses lips. His eyes dart.
You want to live under the hard hand of that tyrant of a father she has for the rest of your life?
No.
Listen to me, young man. You came to me, Bacon. To help you stage your spoiled little rich wife's suicide. Don't get all soft on me now.
Haven't changed my mind about a thing.
She jets a frown.
When she wakes up in a few hours to leave.
He leers.
She's not going to be able to find her wedding ring.
He shows her Julia's ring.
It's belonged to her mother. I can guarantee you, she ain't going anywhere without it.
He hands her the ring. She studies it, open-mouthed.
That's my good boy, McCoy.
She nods a half-step smile, turns and steps off. He glares with pursed lips. A large floor plant sits near the couch where Julia lies, her head twitches. Her eyes twitch under closed eyelids. Pale blue fingers tap on her pillow. A woman's hand slides toward her head, lightly touches it, then combs into her hair. The hand plays with Julia's hair, Julia's brows furrow. Julia bolts upright and glances at the end of the couch, touches her head.
Rivers? Rivers?
Julia wide-eyed.
Hey, babe, what's the matter?
You left me, why did you leave me?
No, I was just right in the other room. I was just watching the weather report with Hazel.
I felt like I had a dream that... Listen, I don't feel safe here. Can we just leave, please?
He looks off.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want. Well, I'll pack the stuff. We're ready to go.
They nod.
Okay.
He strokes her arm, later Rivers with their bags.
Hey, are you kids leaving?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Hazel, but we just can't stay here anymore.
Of course, dear. I understand.
Rivers grabs the suitcases and they leave. Hazel glares after them with jutted chin. Then follows. Outside, by the car.
You kids be careful on those roads, you hear? Traffic's gonna be awful with all the storms and all. Especially if you're gonna be heading back up the I-77.
I'll take Isabel over Alice any day.
Julia shifts in the car.
Thanks for everything, Hazel. Really appreciate it.
Of course. You'll come back and see us, okay? Bye-bye.
Hazel waves and he gets in.
Not a chance in hell.
Julia snarls. He pats her leg.
All right. Feeling better now?
Yeah. I'm still a little lightheaded, but yeah. Thank you.
She pulls a seatbelt and glances at her hand.
Oh, my wedding ring. I must have left it in the bathroom. I'll be back, okay?
She gets out of the car as he stares darkly after. She runs inside.
Oh, almost forgot my wedding ring.
Oh, well, that just won't do.
Hazel smirks. Upstairs, Julia enters the bathroom and frowns. A soap dispenser on the sink. She leaves, goes to the vanity table and checks the blue plate. She glances into the mirror. Outside, by the car.
Rivers, it's gone. My wedding ring isn't up there.
What? Well, where could it have gone?
She shakes head, pensive and open-mouthed.
It was her.
Brow lifts.
She was looking for her ring, remember?
Baby, what are you talking about?
It was Alice. Alice Flagg took my ring. Don't you remember?
Okay, come on, honey. You can't seriously be talking about this. I mean, you really think a ghost took your ring? Now, come on, let's just go look for it. We'll find it before we leave.
No, you're not listening to me. She has it. It's not going to be there.
Okay, let's just calm down. We're going to find it, all right? Let's just go in there and get it.
No, I'm not going back in there. She has it, it's gone. Let's just leave, okay?
She rushes off. He wets his lips and sucks the lower. She gets into the car, fastens the seatbelt. He starts the engine. She gapes at the ignition switch.
No, please no.
His mouth scrunches. His shoulders drop. She unfastens the seatbelt and gets out. He leaves the car after her, on the porch.
Julia, where are you going?
Call my dad to come get us. If he leaves now, he'll get here tonight.
Julia, would you stop?
That might be hard to do, because cell reception blows, and Hazel said that all the landlines are down.
What?
Yeah, I asked to make a call, too.
I don't believe you.
Hazel comes.
I'm afraid she's right. The phone lines are down.
Julia bends.
Hey, now, are you okay? Is it the baby?
Oh, listen. Don't worry your pretty little head just yet. You know, I will yell for Walter to come back around the house, and maybe he can figure out what's wrong with your car, okay?
They jolt.
All right, babe, now let's just go inside, huh? Seems like it's gonna storm.
I don't want to go back in that
babe,
house.
Babe, why not? Whatever's in there probably is gone, or whatever attacked you, whatever you think happened, just forget about it, all right? I'm here now, okay?
It doesn't matter, Rivers. Whatever is going on here, there's something else happening. She doesn't want us to leave, I don't think.
Who?
Alice Flagg.
Janelle jerks.
You can't be serious with this.
I am. I think we're all in grave danger if we stay here any longer.
Listen, 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 sweetie. Sweetie, listen, that's just nonsense. Don't you know I was just teasing you kids the other night? Oh, yes, there is no real ghost here. And that grave is just, well, it's some silly folklore, fairy tale, tourist trap. But we are going to find your ring, and we are going to get your car working. But you have got to let go of this nonsense about Alice Flagg. It's starting to make you crazy.
Sounds like she needs a drink.
She's pregnant, you drunk.
Guys.
Bear approaches.
You got to come see this.
TV weather forecast.
If you didn't already leave South Carolina during the evacuation, I'm afraid it might be wiser just to batten down the hatches and try to ride this one out. State officials are reporting a massive standstill on I-95, and Isabella is expected to make landfall somewhere around the Pawleys Island area as a strong Category 3 and maybe upgraded to a Category 4 by the time she hits the coast.
Fun.
Janelle.
Fun. We are all screwed.
Hey.
Walter.
What is it?
It's your battery. I gotta pick you up a new one when I'm in town tomorrow.
No, we can't stay here tonight. Rivers, no.
No, honey, you've got nothing to worry about. Nothing. Nothing is going to take this old place down. You know how many storms this old house has survived? Besides, we've got the whole thing boarded up, don't we?
I just
got
to finish the atrium here. That's...
See? See? Now, Bear and I were going to get some extra candles and blankets from the storage. You got the pool cover yet?
I will get on that last after I finish up the atrium. Then I am getting the hell out of here.
Bear.
Hazel waves.
Wait, you're evacuating?
Bet your bus. I ain't sitting out no Category 4. The further inland I can get, the better.
Will you take us with you? When we get to town, I'll pay you.
River sighs.
Please. We cannot stay here. We'll go anywhere.
All right, fine. I'll take you with me.
Thank you.
You know, but I can use some helping hands with boarding up the atrium while I'm covering the pool.
Of course, we'll help you.
No, babe, you're pregnant. I'll help with the atrium. You stay right here.
Rivers, I'm not staying in here alone.
Babe, I'll be right out the window.
I'm not staying in here alone.
Hey.
Janelle.
You can stay with me, all right? What?
Rivers glare.
No ghost is gonna mess with me. I got a rosary tattoo on my back.
Walter gapes.
All right. Storm boards for the atrium are on the back deck, all right? I'll come find you when I'm finished. And be ready, because I ain't wait.
Walter leaves.
Hey, if you need anything, just scream, okay?
Rivers touches Julia's shoulder, then follows him. Janelle in a long white off-shoulder dress studies Julia. Her hand hangs in the air, then oddly pats Julia. At night, a gloomy dark sky over the lake, flashes of lightning show in the cloudy sky. By the house, Rivers holds a storm board against the window and picks up a hammer. The flash of lightning illuminates him and he turns back. Inside, a figure in a hooded rain jacket enters.
Okay.
Hazel in the hood puts down a lantern, Bear next to her.
Oh, will you check that generator, Bear? Make sure it has enough gasoline before the power goes out.
She pulls back the hood. He takes the lantern and leaves. She takes a blanket from and throws it into a basket. Outside, Walter throws plastic chairs into the swimming pool. Inside, illuminated by several candles, Janelle side reclines on a sofa. She sips wine before jutting a frown and putting down the glass. She grabs the notebook and flips through pages. Julia sits on the other side of a coffee table in a wicker rocking chair.
Is this the hooker who stole your ring?
Janelle shows the open notebook and taps at the picture. Julia nods with an unsettled stare.
She looks desperate.
Janelle reads.
In 1893, a hurricane formed in the Gulf of Mexico and moved to the north. Its center, instead of following the Gulf Stream, had turned and was bearing down on the South Carolina coast.
Janelle parts lips and glances at Julia.
Sounds a lot like our storm.
Outside, the lightning illuminates the eerie girl in white dress behind Walter. Inside.
On the night of August 28th, the hurricane struck the southern coastal seaboard.
Outside, the girl pushes Walter into the swimming pool and picks up a cable. Inside.
The storm struck at high tide, pushing an enormous storm surge ahead of it and creating a tidal wave that swept over and submerged entire islands. At least 2,000 people lost their lives.
Outside, Walter stands in the pool wiping water from his eyes. His jaw drops as he gapes up at the girl tossing the cable into the water. Blue arcs, flesh and fumes waft around him as his body tremors and drowns wide-eyed. Inside, the light flickers and the women gape.
Well, that's real reassuring that we're gonna survive this storm.
There's worse things to fear in this house than that storm.
Julia stares off. Janelle sips wine.
Janelle, you should come with us.
Janelle cocks head and frowns.
I'll be fine. I'll just...
Janelle shrugs.
Pop a couple of anxiety pills.
Janelle jolts and Julia's eyes go round. By the swimming pool, the feet and Mary Jane's shoes step off. Walter's body disappears in the water. Inside, Bear enters with the lantern joining Hazel.
In a few hours' time, we are gonna be rich!
We can't be thinking about that now. We still have a storm to get through. Now, did you refill that generator?
What do you think I am, stupid?
Sometimes I wonder, boy. Come on.
Hazel nudges him and they leave. Outside, the lightning illuminates Rivers in a hoodie. Windows are covered by storm boards. Rivers joins Julia and Janelle through the glass door.
Is Walter back yet?
I didn't see him out there, no.
Should we go down to the pool and look for him?
Babe, it is pouring out there. I mean, there's lightning and thunder. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Hazel.
It is really coming down out there. Did you guys see Walter anywhere?
No, I don't know where he is. He wasn't out by the pool when I checked, neither. At least he finished covering it, though.
Did he leave us? He left us.
No, babe, I don't even know if it's a good idea to leave right now, okay?
He's right. You know, the best thing you can do is get some rest. I'll bring you some milk and honey to help you sleep.
She's right, babe. We should just take our luggage, go back upstairs, and see if we can get some rest. Okay, I promise I won't leave you again.
Julia's unspoken stammer.
Fine,
Long-faced smile.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Julia.
Hazel tilts head and casts a soft smile. She and Bear are the departing couple. Hazel up nods at Janelle.
Oh, what?
Janelle waffles.
I'll go.
But halts and returns.
Night.
She bolts off with a snatched bottle of wine. Hazel gives a dirty glance after her. Bear gazes up and closes eyes. Hazel pats his shoulder and steps off to the cabinet. She pulls out a pill bottle, palms a few pills and drops them into a glass of milk. She caps the bottle, pulls a spoon from the drawer, unsnaps a little honey bear and squeezes honey into the milk. Upstairs, Rivers lights a half-burned candle next to their bed. Julia, in her nightgown, steps out from the bathroom. They approach the door. Julia opens to find Hazel with a candle and a glass of milk.
Milk with honey.
Oh, thank you, Hazel.
If you need anything else, you just holler.
Appreciate it.
The candle lights Hazel's wide rictus grin as she waves and leaves. Julia closes the door. Julia sets the glass of milk on the nightstand next to the candle. They sit on the bed's edge.
Can't believe Walter left us.
They give downcast stares. The lightning illuminates the room.
Maybe he was just...
She gazes over at him.
Scared. Wanted to get away.
Pensive, she glances off.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey.
He turns to her.
We're gonna be okay here. It's just one more night.
She studies his face.
And I'm sorry about earlier. About the baby and all.
He wets lips.
What? No, you shouldn't be apologizing. That was my fault.
He glares ahead.
I didn't tell you I was pregnant.
She looks downwards.
I never should have kept that from you.
He glances at her.
Why didn't you tell me? Anyhow.
Eyes suddenly widened, her mouth hangs open.
Because I didn't know whether or not we should keep it. I was so scared as to what that meant for us in our future. Because we're still so young.
Her head shakes, then her gaze wanders off.
And the longer I waited, the more confused I got about trying to figure it out.
And now?
Now?
She sways head and flattens lips.
Now I know.
She gazes at his brooding nod.
But I was getting attacked earlier, especially. It was so strange. I wasn't thinking about myself anymore. I was thinking about that baby.
His mouth twitches and nostrils flare. She looks him in the eyes.
Our baby.
Both gaze downward.
I'm wanting to live for him or her. Anyway, I should have told you that from the start.
He wipes his running nose.
It wasn't my decision to make alone.
His welled up eyes drift toward her.
But now I know that we're a family. And if we get out of this, all right.
Glistened eyes shift.
I promise to never keep anything from you again.
Hey. Hey, I never should have given you a reason not to trust me in the first place. I know I might not have been thrilled about it at first, but...
His brow hardens.
I mean, now that I know that you're pregnant...
Eyes light, but head shakes emphatic.
That makes me happy, baby.
She blinks a hint of a smile.
That makes me real happy. And we are gonna get out of this, all right? Okay.
She nods stiffly. He touches her shoulder. Caresses the back of her head, moves closer and gives her a furrowed kiss. He rests his forehead against hers, then lowers on the bed behind her.
It's just
She lies down with her back to him. He spoons her holding her hand. He gives her a tight hug, his face rests on her shoulder. His head rises and he stares at the glass of milk. He lowers head and buries it in her hair. Downstairs, a view through the railing at Janelle reclining on the sofa with a glass of wine. She flips through a magazine. She jerks and glances at the window, then stares ahead. Puts down the magazine and sits up. Props her hand on the sofa, takes the candle and walks upstairs. Lightning illuminates the figure in the white dress passing by at the top of the stairs. Staring down, Janelle misses it. Reaching the landing where the figure was, Janelle peeks over shoulder down the stairs. The eerie girl's face appears from the darkness close behind Janelle's head. The blonde turns back wide-eyed, looks around and steps off. Just then Rivers appears on the landing holding a candle. A view from behind him as he descends the stairs. He takes a corner downstairs. In a room, Hazel sits and switches an unresponsive desk lamp. Bear enters. She taps the desk and gives a dark stare at the lamp.
Why didn't the generator kick in?
Her jaw set. He stares off. She turns to him. He spreads hands and she shakes head.
Why the hell haven't you gone to go and check it out?
Downstairs, Rivers opens a decanter and pours himself a drink. Closes it, then downs the drink. He plops the glass down. Wets his lips. Takes the decanter and pours another, his messy hair in his face. Leans on the counter and takes a sip. The candle goes out. A reflection of a face appears in the alcohol cabinet's mirror.
Babe, is that you?
He stares at the reflection and turns back. Upstairs, Julia sits up in bed.
Rivers?
Her face in makeup and earring hung from ear. She looks around. Slowly, the door deliberately closes on its own. She gets up wearing the long satin white halterneck dress from her dream at the beginning. Steps toward the door and to the staircase. She kneels at a toy sailboat on the floor and reaches to it as a young girl's galoshes approach. Julia gazes up with mild surprise.
You scared me.
A young girl.
What are you doing here? Did you get lost in the storm?
The girl nods, a white flower in her hair.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Lake. I'm 6.
Julia gapes at her.
Come with me. I'll show you something.
Lake cracks a smile, picks up the sailboat and walks downstairs in a white flouncy dress. Julia rises and follows her. Her dress is trained behind. Lake enters a room dim lit by flickering candles, squats behind a bed with a metal frame, puts the toy into a drawer with newspaper clippings. Julia kneels next to her.
Is this where you keep your toys?
Julia spots the clipping with text, "Many dead in Hurricane Isabella."
That's today.
Julia's face grim and Lake rises.
Mommy's home.
Lake opens the other door. Julia turns over to see herself in the white satin dress grinning and hugging Lake. As Julia stares at herself, the woman holding Lake changes into the eerie girl in white dress. The eerie girl gives a lopsided dark grin with bluish lips. She pushes Lake and they leave.
No, Alice, please!
Julia rushes after them then halts. She frowns at a vision of Janelle in a tight red dress unbuttoning River's shirt. They glance at Julia. Alice steps before Julia. Blood drips when Alice drives a knife into Julia's stomach. Julia bolts up in bed, glances under the blanket at her stomach. Looks at the empty place in bed next to her. Lights a candle with a match. She shakes out the match. Rivers climbs up the stairs, holding the railing. He reaches the top.
Oh, hey.
Primp's hair.
I was about to come and find you.
Janelle in a silk robe ogles him from her doorway.
Fancy a nightcap?
Are you serious? Because I'm really not in the mood right now.
Ugh.
Rolls her eyes.
What else are you going to do in this boring B&B without any electricity?
She props against the doorframe. He lowers head and stares from underbrow.
Fine. Oh, wait. Will you, come look at this window? Something's loose and everything's getting wet.
She points inside. Glowering, he throws up a shrugged hand and follows to her room. At Julia's, She sits in bed, glances at the door. She gets up wearing her nightgown and approaches the door. Opens the door. At Janelle, she sips champagne, sizing up Rivers by the window.
There's nothing wet here, Janelle.
Janelle draws near him. Her lips part and she starts unbuttoning his shirt. Julia observes them from the door. Rivers gazes up at Janelle. Wide-eyed, Julia covers her face and runs off. He goes after her.
No.
Julia slams the door shut in his face and winces.
Julia, will you open the door? I didn't do anything. I went in there to look at her window because she asked me to, and then she ripped my shirt off, and I was in there for like 2 seconds, babe.
I don't believe you, Rivers. You're drunk and slurring. Just leave me alone.
Julia stands with her back against the door. She side glances. Rivers bangs the door from outside and descends the stairs. Julia quails, pensive. She stares ahead. Hazel and Bear in the kitchen.
Bear, will you grab a bucket over there? We got a leak here.
She glances upward. Bear picks up a bucket and draws near. Rivers strides down and enters the kitchen. Wide-eyed, Hazel darts to him.
What happened? Is it done?
No, it isn't.
He leers.
What is the problem you have? The pills? Just give them to her.
I can't. She's pissed. She locked me out. It's all Janelle's fault.
Oh, man. I've had just about enough of that little bitch.
Charles enters.
Deputy Dunn.
He's wet.
What in God's name?
A tree fell on my car out on the back roads. I had to make it on foot.
She grabs a cloth and dries him.
It's okay. You can stay the night here, all right? We'll follow me into the dining room, and I'll get you something warm to eat.
She holds Charles's hand and leads him out. Bear, with hands in pockets and Rivers' arms crossed, observe.
Now, what is the deal with the power?
I can't get that Jenny running. I refilled it. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, let's go see if we can't fix it.
Rivers juts a frown and leaves. Outside, Rivers and Bear run toward a cottage in a downpour. Inside.
Here you go.
Hazel.
Sorry, the coffee's a little bit lukewarm, because I can't make a new pot count of no electricity.
Thanks, Hazel.
So I gotta go check real quick on the girls upstairs. So you need anything else, or you think you'll be okay for a little bit?
I think I'll be fine. Thanks.
On your own. Okay.
Charles sits at a table with food. She gives a sheepish grin, pats him, and leaves. He cracks a smile and sips from a mug. Peeks over his shoulder at disappearing Hazel, a view from behind him from the hallway. Alice stands in the doorway and observes Charles. Flickers of lightning illuminate her. A view from outside a mansion window of Julia's father pacing with a phone. Inside, the blonde woman joins him.
She's still not answering. That idiot better have gotten her out of there.
Hon, Rivers has a good head on his shoulders. I'm sure they're just fine.
The dark yard by Hazel's house. Upstairs, Julia kneels bedside with folded hands pressed to mouth with eyes closed. She peeks over at the door. Turns back to praying and closes eyes.
It's Hazel, dear.
Julia turns over and rushes to the door.
I brought you some more tea.
Hazel with a mug and the candle.
Come on, drink it up.
Julia takes the mug and they sit.
Thank you, but I'm good. I don't want to sleep.
Well, I heard that you and Rivers had a little tiff. Well, that woman is trifling with you. Rivers would never hurt you, know that, don't you?
I had a dream about them together in her room, and it seems so real.
Yeah, well, that's... This creepy old house does that to people sometimes. It's just your imagination, you know? Nobody really wants to hurt you. Drink the tea. You need to sleep.
Hazel gives a wide grin. Her smile fades as she spots the glass of milk on the nightstand.
So you don't believe any of the stories about Alice Flagg?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I guess I do believe that spirits roam the earth. Oh, yes. And that Alice Flagg might be one of them. Oh, yes. But she is not out to hurt you, darling. I do know that.
Hazel, I'm telling you, it seemed so real. And I'm seeing things when I'm awake, too, and I know I'm not crazy. I feel that Alice is real and that she's after me. I know she took my ring, and I know she wants something else from me, too.
Like what, dear?
If the stories about Alice are real, then it would make sense if she wants what I have.
Which is?
My baby.
Hazel nods.
I need to find
right... Wait. Guess what? Deputy Dunn is back, so we're really protected. So let's just go down and grab him, and then we can find your husband.
Thanks, Hazel.
Julia leaves as Hazel casts a dark stare. Julia descends stairs.
Now. You wait for me.
Julia stops. Hazel dashes down, puts the candle away, and they enter the dining room.
Deputy Dunn.
Charles's head tilted.
Deputy?
Blood from mouth.
Ah! I got you killed against the Isle. The storm has passed. You know, there's a brief moment between life and death, Julia, where the soul leaves the body, where life meets death. Well, that's the moment that Alice is waiting for, and that's when she'll take you.
What are you talking about?
And when you find yourself there, it's better just to take your own life instead of giving it to her. You know, you need to take these pills, honey, because they'll help you sleep.
No! Julie!
Julia flees to grab a deputy's belt, then out of the room. She bumps into Janelle.
Julia, what is going on?
It's Hazel. She's possessed by Alice Flag or something.
Girl, what are you on?
Hazel throws the dart over Janelle.
What?
The women flee. Janelle grabs a meat cleaver. Hazel marches after them and glares, taking the dart from the doorframe. Janelle turns back.
You stay right there, you crazy lady, or I swear to God, I will chop your forehead in half.
Hazel runs off.
Do you have your car keys?
No, not on me in this. No.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to Christie's cottage.
Julia and Janelle dart off and close the glass door, blocking Bear.
Grab the chair there!
Janelle pulls a chair and they wedge the door.
Come on!
Janelle flees. Julia glances at Bear, then follows her. In the pouring rain, they reach the car with lights on. They get in the car. Janelle snarls.
That bitch! Stupid steering wheel lock! Oh my God, they're coming!
Hazel approaches.
What do we do?
The women look around.
Come on!
They leave the car. A hunched Hazel with lantern and Bear holding a flashlight approach the car. She peeks into the backseat.
Come on, Bear!
Hazel and Bear split up by the gazebo with changing rooms. Inside it, Julia and Janelle tremble, their hair sopping wet. They look around and lock themselves in one of the rooms. Hazel enters the gazebo and peers around, her hood up. She kneels on the floor and peeks from under the door into one of the changing rooms. In the other room, Janelle's hand shakes, holding the meat cleaver. Hazel rises, glances around, and leaves the gazebo. In the changing room.
What do we do now? Did you actually try to make a call earlier? Hazel just told me the phone lines were down.
No, it's just what she told me.
Well then, maybe if she was possessed by Alice, she might have been lying.
So you want to go back inside?
Do you have a better idea?
Julia gapes.
Fine.
Janelle's brows knit. Julia peeks over, holding a flashlight. Julia gazes at Janelle, whose eyes dart.
I'm sorry for hitting on your husband. I have severe sexual insecurities. Okay, can we talk about this later? Hey, and you can see if they're gone over there, not on this side. Okay.
Julia and Janelle slowly rise and peek from above the door.
Okay, we're clear over here. Janelle!
Janelle drops dead with dart in her temple. Running from the gazebo, Julia bumps into Bear, wrestles and hits him with the flashlight, then dashes to the glass house. Slams the door shut.
Don't be afraid, Julia.
River's tied up and Alice grins.
We don't want to hurt you anymore. Alice, please just let him go, please. Rivers!
He gazes up.
Run, Julia. Just get out of here.
Not leaving without you.
Just get out of here. Go, please!
Alice, just let him go, please!
Oh my God, my name is not Alice! If you come any closer... I'm gonna cut his throat.
The woman's knife to his neck.
Now you.
The woman turns to him.
Why are you protecting her now, huh, baby? Why?
Wide-eyed Julia.
Is it because she's pregnant?
The woman gives a rictus grin.
Is it because she has your baby?
River shakes and winces.
That better be why.
Water drips down his face.
Do you remember? You used to be in love with me.
The woman moves her face closer.
Do you even remember that?
His eyes wet.
Because that's the whole reason we're here.
The woman straightens.
You said...
Grabs Sarah.
You were gonna kill her for me!
Rivers, what is she talking about?
I'm so sorry, baby. It was before I met you. It was before I fell in love with you.
Stabs his back. Bear and Hazel come. Bear holds Julia. The woman winces over slouched Rivers. Hazel throws arms up.
We're going to have to leave.
Hazel with gas canister.
Let's get rid of the evidence. La-di-da-da-da-da-da.
Pours gas on his crotch. Rivers is covered in gas. Bear throws Julia. Cut to black. Outside, Hazel, Bear, and the woman rush to the car with luggage and load them into an open trunk. Bear closes the trunk and they step away. Inside, Julia lies on her side with hair matted to face and her eyes closed. Her head moves and eyes open. She glances over.
Rivers, wake up.
Raises her head to see Rivers lying on his side with closed eyes.
Wake up.
She touches him. Julia sits up. Janelle lies next to Rivers, her eyes closed. Julia glances at them. She stands up and grabs the door handle. She walks past Janelle, wincing. Peers out a broken window pane to see a hooded figure. It's Hazel, throwing a lit match inside through the broken window. Hazel glances heavenward and runs to the car. She looks all around then grunts while slamming exclaimed arms to her side in the pouring rain. She gets in the car. In the cottage, Julia glances at the flames. Outside, the car drives off. Back in the cottage, Julia darts to Rivers and pulls him up. She grabs his torso and he shakes.
Sorry.
He tries propping on an elbow and flinches.
Baby, you gotta go. I need you to go, okay? I love you.
She shakes head.
I know that now.
He swallows and rests eyes.
I'm sorry.
They wince.
We're hopped in here when it hits the generator, it's done.
No, no, not for you, not for the bait.
She shakes head.
You got it.
He stares around.
There's a freezer in the back.
His face twists.
Go, now, get in it.
His chest heaves.
Look, you need to be strong now.
I can't.
You're a mother now.
Touches her.
You're gonna be a great mother. Be the mother you never had.
He juts chin.
Go. Get out of here.
She winces, peeks over then at him.
Go.
Flames spread through the cottage, a view from outside, windows glow orange then. The cottage explodes, cut to black. Daylight, an aerial view of the smoldering cottage obscured by trees. The dock descending to the red water. A landscape of tidal rivers stretch and wind to the horizon. A white door. Past it is Julia in a hospital bed with eyes closed, two balloons tied to a nightstand. Julia opens eyes and moves head. Her father jumps up from a chair.
Julia, baby?
Grabs her hand.
Daddy?
Father to wife.
Go and get the doctor, would you please?
The blonde leaves and he pulls up Julia.
Dad, what happened?
She looks at him.
Found you in a freezer out in back of that cottage. You survived the generator explosion. You nearly died.
Her lips part.
Rivers?
He squeezes her hand and looks away. Her forehead creases and she sways staring ahead. Her eyes glisten. She shakes head and her face contorts.
What about the others?
Most of them were killed in the explosion. With the exception of that lady that ran the place and her two kids.
What happened to them?
Her face tense.
Well, they were killed in a crash down the driveway, trying to escape the storm. They must have thought you were dead.
No, they were not.
She shakes head. Glances down and her brows drop. She notices a white rose.
Where did that come from?
He looks down.
It was there when I showed up this morning.
He frowns at the rose.
Strange, too. Because at the scene of that crash, the car those folks were driving was covered in a bunch of white roses, too.
Julia gets a 1,000-yard stare.
What was it you were about to say, sweetie?
Brooding. She shakes head. Her mouth falls open.
Nothing. Dad, it doesn't matter anymore.
He embraces her and strokes her hair. She squeezes her eyes shut then gives a sideways glance, IV on her hand.
The ring was thrown into the marsh and to this very day, it has never been seen again.
Another cemetery tour.
Well, let's go off to the old Gullah rice plantation, if you'll just follow me, please.
Julia stands with Lake and a dark-haired man who holds Lake's hand. The small crowd walks off. Lake goes with the man as Julia stays back.
Are you coming, Mommy?
Yeah,
Yeah, baby, I'll be right there.
Lake turns from Julia and steps off with a man. Julia glances downward. She smiles serene. Gazes up at the Spanish moss hanging from the trees. Something on the ground catches her eye. She crouches to the tombstone to pick up a white rose with a ring on its stem. A small spent candle sits there next to Alice's name. Julia rises. Slips the ring onto her finger and tips a peaceful smile heavenward. She puts the rose to her nose, gives a mystic smile, and slowly walks off. The grave with the carved name Alice covered with damp leaves and dirt, the small candle above the letter L, fade to black. Credits roll. Production manager Heather Bakewell, first assistant director Nick Rossano, second assistant director Patrick Wooler, associate producer John Bird, cast, Julia McCoy, Lexi Giavagnoli, Rivers MC Coy, Adam Hagenbuch, Hazel Burroughs, Catherine Hicks, Janelle Gamble, Cameron Richardson, Bear, Christian Brunetti, Alice Flagg, Sierra Flynn, Walter, Douglas Scott Streeter, Deputy Dunn, Tony Zazella, Stanley, Deacon Dawson, Sally Thompson, Ray Lott, Frank Thompson, Jeffrey M. Miller, Mr. Lyons, Gary Petsulo, Lake MC Coy, Bluebell Saraceno, Meteorologist Ed Piotrowski, New Yorker Steve Ernest, New Yorker's wife Julie Norman, Mrs. Lyons, Deborah Rogers, Stephen, Michael Galino, Lumberman, Noah Michael Pelty. Music by Megan P. McDuffie, costume designed by Liz M. Schroeder, production designed by Starla Christian, edited by Sean Kane, cinematography by Olivia Kwan. Executive producers Ralph M.C. Cloud, Stephanie Slack, Elizabeth Snodderly, and Fernando Su. Produced by Elizabeth Snodderly, Jake Helgren, Ralph M.C. Cloud, and Charlie Vaughn. Story by Ralph M.C. Cloud. Screenplay by Jake Helgren and Ralph M.C. Cloud. Directed by Jake Helgren.